This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. The whole world to him was a question of cause and effect. That is how one of his longtime Illinois friends summarized Lincoln, that Lincoln saw the whole world in terms of what causes, what effects. This was Lincoln's scientific and practical temperament. It is how he became the only U.S. president to hold a patent from the U.S. Patent Office, because he designed an inventive pontoon boat that would lift and shift river barges off of sandbars, cause and effect. What caused this boat to run aground, and how can we fix it? So in the spiritual life of Lincoln, we have a person with a secular and really scientific mind. As much as Lincoln will appeal to the mystic chords of memory, the hard facts of life puzzle him as much. This makes his spiritual life not only modern for us, it also makes his spiritual life relevant theologically. He wants to know, he asks the question, not only how did this barge get stuck, but how did this nation get stuck on slavery, and how can we get it over the Civil War? For Lincoln, God figures in this question. Lincoln is like many of us in many ways. He is a quester with questions. He asks more than he answers. But unlike many of us and the poet Rilke, Lincoln didn't just love the questions. He sought the answers. And the biggest question in Lincoln's life, the one that he kept taking to God, was, why is this war and why is the war going on and on? This was the hard, heartbreaking, soul-making question tormenting Lincoln, like the sufferings of Job. His answers become hard to hear for us. But before we get to his answers, let's look at the building blocks of thought he was working with. Lincoln does have a deeply romantic side, romantic in the sense of the poetry of Lord Byron and Bobby Burns. He has a transcendental side, such as the philosophical flights of Ralph Waldo Emerson. Lincoln can feel the mystic chords of memory in his whole being. Lincoln can appeal to the better angels of our nature. But when the war is fought, when the war is won, it is to more than good angels or better angels that Lincoln appeals. It is to God. Unlike our age and time, Lincoln never gets over the question of God. Lincoln is never a comfortable agnostic. Lincoln is a 19th century God-haunted soul, like Herman Melville, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Walt Whitman, and Emily Dickinson. And here's the thing. Because he wants answers, not just endless questions, he states a God and gospel way in which we can live after the war. How to live after the trial, the fiery trial. He tells us both how to win and how to lose. Because after the war, he knows that America is made up of winners and losers, the North and the South, and the future of all the former slaves, black people living with white people. The war was not a game that he won. The war only leads to peace. How to win the peace is the big question. To Lincoln, it is the God-answered question. In other words, Lincoln knows how to be a winner because he knows that God is about more than just winning and losing. What is God about? And what are the attributes of God that Lincoln came to know? One is that God works his will through wicked agents. Evil is a tool in the personal toolbox of God. Another is that God is not afraid of terrible struggles. War is a source of the possible fruits of God's will. You see, Lincoln stopped thinking about his point of view and started thinking about God's point of view. He wrote a sacred meditation on this. The Almighty has purposes of his own. The will of God prevails. Now, this is a hard rock for us to sail past. It was for him, too. But here are the consequences. Remember, to Lincoln, the whole world was about cause and effect. What are the effects of God's will? If God is the cause, then here are the effects. Winners must be humble. Losers must be remembered. The suffering must be cared for. and there is a perilous evil still lurking in the land even after victory. That is what Lincoln would have dealt with had he lived. That may be what the nation is still dealing with. God is not angelic in Lincoln's mind. God is a judge with a terrible swift sword, and then God commands selfless love and reconciliation, and yes, tender mercies to the wounded. Charity, not retribution, was God's way forward. Winning the peace would be harder than winning the war. Lincoln's sense of God takes him there, and it can take us also, down in honor, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.